Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Proudly sponsored by Hum Finance. Why wait? Get it now. Split your payments with Hum. Visit shophum.com. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Go loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, we want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, and they are Hum Finance. Now, the service that Hum Finance provides is absolutely brilliant because they enable you to spread the cost of big ticket item purchases up to about 30 grand when buying online or in store from any of their retail partners. And they've loads of different retail partners across a whole range of industries like home, electrical, health and beauty, and just to name a few, B&Q, Easy Living Interiors, DFS, Harvey Norman, DID Electrical. And basically what Hum Finance do is they make it possible for you to manage your finances and make large purchases more affordable. With Hum, it's really, really simple. You can get approval through their website at shophum.com or apply directly in store. But keep in mind that Hum is a form of credit and it's important to consider your ability to repay the amount borrowed. But you can rest assured that Flexify Europe, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland. And we'd like to thank them for being the current sponsors of the Opinions Matter podcast. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? We were contacted over the weekend by one of our listeners who is literally pulling her hair out over what's been going on in her life, in her world, in her neighbourhood, affecting her young children. And it is basically living beside a family that are best described as absolute psychos. She is living beside the neighbours from hell. I don't think anybody has ever lived beside neighbours worse than this story.
And we obviously have, we wanted to hear her story. She contacted us, by the way, and she wants her story put out there. And obviously that's what we're here to do. However, we have to be conscious about protecting her and her family from the neighbours who
from further aggression from the from this crowd.
So we've had to disguise her voice and change her name. Now, listening to her story, what we can tell you is that she's from the north side of Dublin. What we can tell you is that her name is now Jenny. We have changed her name to protect the identity of her and her child. But I'm just reading back, as we're talking, I'm just reading back the story that she originally sent to us earlier on this morning. And it's just, what a, you know, ladies and gentlemen, as bad as it is having neighbours from hell when you're just a couple living in the house, that's bad, that's terrible. Neighbours can literally, I had, my sister and her husband had, they had to move house be over because the neighbours were literally scum, absolute scum. But when it involves your children as well, yeah, when it involves your children as well, that's when it becomes a lot more serious.
So we're going to talk to this lady, and we're calling her Jenny, but we would love to hear from you on 085-825-2626, WhatsApp us on that number, with any advice that you would have to help this lady with this dilemma. And it really is a massive dilemma. How do you move on with your life when you're putting up with the sort of shit that this lady and her family are putting up with? So as I said, have a listen to what she has to say, and we'd love to hear from you on 085-825-2626. As I said, we've changed her name. We're calling her Jenny, and we're also disguising her voice. So, Jenny, take me to the start of your story, please.
So we first moved into a home in Dublin North, and the kids were all playing. So this particular family who were travellers, the kids got friends and they were playing with them. But as I got to know them, you know, through the kids playing, I just seen, you know, signs that they're dangerous. and other things I'm not going to say online. So I pulled back and I just ignored them. And ever since then, they've been threatening to cut me throat. They've physically attacked me door, threw her out onto the road where oncoming traffic was coming. I have two autistic kids. One is Sophia, who's six. They've been screaming in her face. And then my 10-year-old, they're physically, it's like they're verbally attacking him and telling him they're going to smash his face in. Now, I've had so many pulse numbers. This is going on a year. And Tua Housing are doing nothing about it. Because I'm not a Tua Housing resident, I'm Clwyd, which Clwyd has been amazing. They've done all they can for me, but it's down to Tua Housing because they're Tua Housing residents. They basically told me they can't deal with me because I'm not a Tua resident. So I don't know where I'm going to stand on this. But this Saturday, I had to ring the guards twice because they were like abusing me 10-year-old son, and the kids were hysterical, and they were standing out on the road screaming they're going to blow me house up, slit all their throats, cut me kids' throats, and like, it's very hard saying this out loud. Like, it's really surreal. Like, Tua Housing won't do nothing about it. They should be ashamed of themselves.
Now, this has been going on for quite some time. Now, we're going to try and get in touch with Tua Housing to address this with them. Although I've no doubt they probably won't talk to us either.
Yeah, because I have an email from their housing officer stating that she can no longer deal with me because I'm not a resident. Which I find really, really like horrible, because there's also private residents on my road as well. And the guards are in the house all the time. They're causing so much drama. They threaten everybody. I don't know how they're still there. Like, they're going into bike sheds, robbing bikes, the youngfully, and like verbally attacking people and smashing windows and all. And they've had so many pulse numbers, and they're still allowing them to stay there. My kids are that afraid that, like, they're wet in the bed and all at night now. They're sleeping in my bed. And my six-year-old is severely autistic. She is on her knees, and I'm on my knees because I'm their voice. And I have no one to turn to because Tua Housing won't listen to me. They will not listen to me, and I don't know what more I'm meant to do, Adrian. I just need someone to help me out here.
Now, you mentioned that you've been onto the guard so many times. You've so many different pulse numbers from different complaints. And have the guards done nothing at all?
No, the guards have now, in all fairness, they have been up and down, and like the guards were only gone not even 10 minutes on Saturday, and they were threatening to bomb my house. So my two kids were in complete and utter shutdown. They were hysterical. The guards heard them on the phone, and they said, stay on the phone, we're on our way. They were back within 2 minutes. And it's just gone. We're in fear of our life. Them, they're just unhuman. It's not even right how they're allowed to get away with this. Like, we feel like we're prisoners in our own home. My daughter dropped out of school because she was that afraid to go to school because the sister attacked her going to school and threw her out onto the road where oncoming traffic was coming. So she left school completely. So her education is down the swan now because of this.
Have you been in touch with any local councillors or TDs about this?
I have, yes, and there's only so much they can do. Like, Clwyd Housing have been amazing. Like, my housing offer, he is great. He's doing everything he can for us, but our hands are tied because it's down to Tua Housing to sort out their actual residents, and they're doing nothing about it. They've given them warnings, and that's all.
So at this stage, you want these people evicted out of the property that they're living in because they're making your life and the life of a number of other residents an absolute nightmare.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Like, we feel much safer if they weren't on the road. Like, I look left and right when I'm going out my door, and I shouldn't have to do that.
So obviously people are listening to you talking to us right now, Jenny, and we've disguised your voice to protect your identity. We're not identifying exactly where you live either. But what can people do to help you? What do you want from this conversation with us?
I just want someone to give me advice on what I can do because I feel so unsafe. My kids feel unsafe. We're not sleeping at night. Now, my kids are autistic, and I have trouble with them every day. Constantly, it's a battle with them every day, trying to get them to eat, sleep, etc. I work as well, like, I don't know what I'm, I need help of someone to give me the right path to go down, because I don't want to move. I love me home. Do you know what I mean? And my kids have made friends. They're after settling in, and it's very hard for my kids to settle in with someone, like, because they don't really, like, you know, they're kind of loners. They don't really go out and mingle. But ever since we moved here, the kids are all great where they are. They all help my kids. They look after them. I don't want to take my kids out of that area. And why should I? Because we're not doing anything wrong. We're being threatened. They're threatening to bomb our house. They told my son, if you ever walk by me again, I'm going to slit your throat and all your family's throat. Imagine saying that to a 10-year-old.
Tell me about the effect then that this is having on the kids.
It's having a really bad mental health effect. My older daughter will not walk outside the house. I have to drive her everywhere. I have to pick her up everywhere. Like, they followed me to work loads of times. And then I had to buy a car. I had to actually borrow money to buy a car to be able to go places, because we felt unsafe. Anytime I get on a bus, they'd get on the bus behind me. They'd get off where I'd get off going to walk, and they'd follow me. They're stalking us and you know, intimidating us. And they followed me son around dorms and everything. It's just gone beyond scary now at this stage.
Is moving, I know you said you don't want to move, but is moving an option?
Well, I don't know. That'd be down to my housing authority. I'm still waiting to hear back from them. I send in a good few emails over the weekend, and I got onto my doctor as well. I'm in and out of my doctor now because I'm on my nerves. I'm on antidepressants and everything because I'm actually can't cope with it. My daughter self-harmed, and she's back doing it again. I have the two smaller ones that are, like, even if they hear someone banging on the door or knocking on the door, they jump. It's just really gone beyond scary now, and we shouldn't have to live like this. It sounds like something in a movie, but it is actually happening. We have loads of witnesses and everything, and they have also reported them as well for us on their behalf.
So if anybody has ever experienced something like this themselves, how did you resolve it? And what advice would you give to Jenny? You can WhatsApp us on 085 825 2626. And Jenny, like I said, any advice that we do get in, we will let you hear on this latest episode of the podcast.
Thank you so much, Adrian. I really appreciate you ringing me, okay?
And that was the lady that we are calling Jenny. As you could hear, we disguised her voice. Now, we do know precisely where she lives. We do know the exact housing scheme that she lives in. And we've protected all of that information so that she is not identifiable. But suffice to say, she lives in North County Dublin. Shocking story.
Very rare I'm speechless on this. I don't know what to say. I literally don't know what to say. The threatening to petrol bomb. So you have two things here. You have the neighbours that are doing these things, yeah? And then you have Jenny's children who are literally traumatised. Like, where are their rights?
If you've ever had to deal with anything like this yourself...
She shouldn't have to move, by the way.
No, I know that, but I just asked, was it something that is an option? And she doesn't know if it's even an option. Let's get into this with... we'd love to hear from you. Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. Rob...
See, this is the horrible, you know, double standard an awful lot of Irish people are having in Ireland nowadays. If this family were foreign nationals doing that, you'd have people marching the streets. They'd be having offers of gangs coming up. They'll rip them out of the house. They'll kill them, whatever. But travellers seem to get away with it, and not all travellers are like that. In fact, it's only a very, very small minority of travellers who tend to cause trouble like that. But that doesn't mean, like, they shouldn't be exempt because they're travellers. They should be punished, kicked out of the house or whatever needs to be done.
Lorraine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lorraine?
Afternoon, guys.
Well, what did you make of that story?
That is shocking. It's horrible. Nobody should have to live like that. Nobody. Like, that's just, it's wrong. Completely and utterly wrong. I genuinely do. I've never been in that situation, but I genuinely feel for it. That's cruel.
And it is, I mean, the worst part of this story is you can't choose your neighbours.
No, unfortunately.
But these neighbours are tenants, and the housing authority that has them in that property seems to have done very little to deal with it. So you can see how she's pulling her hair out.
I know. I live in a council house and I couldn't imagine living like that. I couldn't. The only thing I can think of her doing is maybe try get a protection order out against them all so they can't come near her. And if they do come near her or the kids, they could be arrested.
And it's not a bad suggestion. I don't know if it's something that she has considered herself.
Possible.
Yeah.
It wouldn't, like, that's the only thing I can think of. At least that way they can't come in, what I think is off 500 foot of her or rat like that, or they get arrested straight away even if they try contact her.
Yeah, it's not a bad suggestion at all. And I mean, she even said herself that it's like it's like something from a movie, what she has to put up with.
It's not just her, and I'm not just, but it's her kids. The kids are traumatized. And as she said herself, they're autistic. Like, they can't regulate their emotions. They don't know what's going on. It's a horrible, cruel situation to be in. Nobody should have to live like that.
No, I agree. It's absolutely horrific.
I can't believe the council aren't doing that. I thought it was three strikes, you're out in the council.
Well, it's not actually the council. It's actually one of the
authorities, the housing authorities.
Yes, one of the housing authorities, yeah.
Yeah, no, I just think nobody, and it sounds like nobody's helping her. I think looking down the avenue of maybe getting an order out, a protective order, that they can't actually physically come near her. And if they come near her or the kids, they can be arrested. Like as she said, she has witnesses, people have put in complaints on her behalf and all the rest of it. So that could be, that's the only thing I can think of.
I'm surprised you mentioned that the guards were up on Saturday night, and I'm surprised that they didn't make that as a suggestion.
Yeah, especially what she's gone through. She's like, they're stalking her, she can't get on the bus, she had to buy a car. That's proper intimidation. Like, it's not like they're just, they're actually making her life a hell. I can't believe the guards didn't stress it to her either.
Let me bring in more of your opinions. This is Eddie.
Sounds like you're living through absolute fucking hell. But the first mistake you did, you says, when you realised what they were like, you pulled back from them and ignored them. And that gave them a reason to fucking go, she's fucking ignoring us. Is that because we're travellers? If that was me living in that gaff, I would have just been polite, still said hello and stuff, but kind of kept me on counsel, you know, kept myself to myself, but still when I seen them in public, just being polite. But I guarantee you it would have just been a matter of time anyway before he found a reason to fucking argue with you. But it sounds like hell. And see, all the fucking councils, they won't fucking help you. Sure, you seen the other day, your man racked up fucking 20 grand in bleeding death in the council, yeah, and he's still fucking in it. I honestly don't know what the solution is, but I wouldn't like to be in your shoes.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Trying to get this caller on, I'd love to talk to this person, saying, why are we pushing anti-traveller sentiment? Would you address that issue?
This is not
a traveller topic, can I just say.
No, it's not.
Jenny happened to mention, I think, once when she was talking to, was it once?
Once, yeah.
She mentioned that this family happened to be members of the travelling community. How is that pushing anti-traveller sentiment?
It's not. It's kind of irrelevant, actually. But this particular family happened to be travellers, and they happened to be making this lady's life absolute hell, and her kids, as you heard. But this isn't an anti-traveller topic or anything of the sort. This is about a family. It doesn't matter who they are or what they are. They are making her life and her kids' lives an absolute misery.
Not one person has said all travellers behave like this.
Nobody's
one person says, don't be making something out that doesn't actually exist.
Jessica, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jessica?
Very good.
Well, Jessica, what did you make of Jenny's story? It's horrible, isn't it?
Oh, it's disgusting. No, I'm not much of an emotional person, but my God, I was getting choked up. Like, and also, like, to address that last message from what that fucking fool was saying, it doesn't matter if it's a traveller family, a settled family, or what, these are just scummy, psychotic rats. No one should be threatening a family like that. And to actually threaten to petrol bomb a house with children that are special needs as well, like, they clearly have no soul. They're just scummy rats.
What do you think she should do, or what do you think she can do? Because the housing authority...
The guards are doing nothing. We've learned that. They show up to the house. They do nothing. Why are they not doing anything? Do they have to wait until the house gets bombed to do something? Is that what they have to do?
That's what I was about to say. I can't believe they haven't done anything. I can't believe nobody's been arrested for intimidation or threatening behaviour. It seems like nobody has been arrested by the sounds of it.
Like, it's shocking. Now, the only thing I could say is, like Lorraine said for me, try and get some sort of order of protection, because it's not like there's a landlord you can go to, or even try and find out what sort of a, like, person in the authority that they're with that you can talk to, because that's not right. And she shouldn't have to move out, but if she does, they're just going to do it to another family. They should be fucked out on the rear.
All right, stay there for a second if you can, please, Jess. So you would suggest as well applying for some sort of a restraining order or a barring order or whatever in order
get
to
get an order or try your damn hardest to find someone in the authority to get rid of them, because that is not right. They'll just do it again and again.
But even but getting a barring order doesn't necessarily mean that they're not going to break it. Like, this woman cannot sleep at night. Her kids can't sleep at night. She's in this... Like, I'm wondering if anybody even... know somebody she can get onto, although she doesn't want to transfer. Sure she doesn't.
No, she'd prefer not to leave because her kids are, her kids get on well with everybody else in the area, have got friends from other families in the area, and doesn't want to have to uproot the kids.
Yeah, I suppose, why should she have to move over this?
Ed, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ed?
Hey, lads, greetings from Lithuania.
You're welcome. Thanks very much, Ed. What did you want to say on this?
Well, unfortunately, I don't think there's anything she can do, because I did hear that the guards are even afraid to actually come near the travelers themselves.
Well, the guards have been on, they have been up, but they've done, it sounds like nobody has ever been arrested for the way in which they're treating this particular family. It doesn't sound to me, she certainly didn't mention that anyone was ever arrested over this.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, the guards wouldn't arrest them because they are actually afraid of those people themselves, because they have their own laws and whatnot. No, it is horrible. I really don't know what to advise her there, because, like, it is a really sticky situation. The guards can't do anything. And, you know, I really don't know what you should do.
And again, unless they have CCTV proof of what has actually gone, has actually happened, it's very, very difficult. The only reason the guards came back up the other day was because they could hear in the background the kids being absolutely terrified. I mean, Ed, what are you saying? I mean, you can't be saying you just have to put up with this.
Well, what else you can do? Because, like, the guards are not doing anything. Like, maybe the only really advice I can give, move out. Because, like, if there's nothing really that can be done, like, I do feel sympathy for her. But, like, you know, really, if the guards are not doing anything, well, then that's the last thing you can really do is just move out.
But she doesn't want to move out, and she shouldn't have to move out.
Well, then... I'm not sure really what she can do, because, like, the guards can't do anything. They're afraid to come near them. So I'm like, the restraining order, they can easily disobey it. I mean, what can you do?
Jessica, just go back to you. I mean, what really, you can hear what he's saying. There isn't much she can do.
Yeah, but she has an order against them. If they go near her or say anything to her, will they not get charged because they're breaking the order?
But Jess, if they can disobey it easily, though, and to the, like,
yeah,
I said,
but you're saying the travelers have their own laws. They don't. So don't even start. You're more or less saying put up and shut up.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying
you are. You're like, what else can you do? Ah, well, you are.
You fucking bitch. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that you have to put
up. Oh, you're getting name calling now. That's early.
Because you're saying what I'm not saying, like. Because
your attitude stinks. Your attitude is, pull up and show up. There's not much you can do.
Attitude is, for fuck's sake. Oh, come on now.
Well, it is.
I'm just.
There are things she can do. She can look at someone in the authority. She can get a protection order or a restraining order, because her house has been threatened to be petrol bombed. What else is she meant to do? Until her house gets bombed and then do something? Are you for real?
What if they disobey it, though? What's the point of doing
the
restraining order?
They will get charged for breaking the order then, won't they?
No, they won't, because, like I said, the guards are afraid to come near them. Are you not listening to me? The guards are afraid to come near them.
If you break a court order, you get brought to court and you get charged for it. So, better than your idea, which is, what can you do?
Well, there's nothing...
Be forgiving her suggestions. What are you doing?
Oh, my God. Are you like... Like, really, like I've told you, like, I don't know how many times I have to say this. The guards can't do anything about it. You get the restraining order. They can easily disobey it. Can you not hear what I'm saying?
I can, but you're wrong, because if you break a restraining order, you will get charged and arrested for it. So you're the one who's not listening.
And okay. In fairness, Ed, she's right. You will get charged with breaking a barring order or whatever if the guards are called because you knocked on their door again or whatever. You believe this lady is in trouble here because there is not much that can be done here.
Well, yeah, because, like, I live in the counselling estate, and they are, those kind of people, they are bombing music very loud, and there's nothing really she can do about it. She's afraid to do anything about it just because in case it will make it worse.
All right, stay there for a second if you can, please, Ed. Our number is 085-825-2626. Eddie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Eddie?
Good afternoon, chaps.
Well, Eddie, I heard we played your message earlier on, but what did you want to say on this?
Yeah, just further thinking about it, the first thing I would do is I'd install a decent CCTV system that records sound as well as vision, collate all the evidence, and then I'd go to some kind of solicitor, get legal advice, and then I'd approach the housing authority with all the information, because it's just going to get worse for. And not only, and there's another flip side to this. If they were to get moved out because of her, they wouldn't take it lightly against fucking homeless. They probably would go ahead with a threat and burn a bleeding gas down.
And that is a real concern. And listening to the sort of threats that she and her kids have received from this family, that is a very real possibility.
Yeah, the only solution is for her to up and go. Obviously, she can't go because she's in council housing and she probably can't afford rent. But collate all your evidence together, get it all together, go down to a solicitor, get legal advice. If you have to put pressure on the housing authority with a solicitor and say, this is what we're living through, we can't go through this. Because you can't move them out. Because if they get moved out, they'll fucking do her in. So it has to be her that goes. A fresh start somewhere else for the sake of her and her family.
And I can't myself, if I'm to be honest, and I did say it to her earlier on, is that not an option? I know she doesn't want to move, but is it not a realistic option? And she really doesn't, because her kids are well settled, with the exception of this particular family.
Yeah, but she's not thinking about the other scenario. If she's not going to move, they're going to have to move. And if they're going to have to move and become homeless, do you think they're going to take that line down?
No, I don't. I really don't.
It's for her. Yeah, the only solution is for her to go. For her to go and leave all that behind her and a fresh start somewhere else. But like I say, install a camera high up on the house that has a wide lens, records everything, get a doorbell camera as well, collate all your information, save up a few bob to get down to the solicitor, get advice, and say, this is what we're living through. This is fucking living hell. And see what avenues you can explore legally. Because it's not going to end. It's just going to get worse. You know,
I know, my heart goes out to her. What she's living through is an absolute nightmare, and she shouldn't have to. What we are going to do is we are going to send a copy of this podcast on to a housing. That's the housing authority that is housing this particular family that are causing all this trouble. According to Jenny earlier on, they have given them warnings but haven't followed through in terms of actually getting them out. But your worry, and I understand what you're saying, Eddie, the worry is what this family might do if they were to be evicted.
Yeah, and who's to say they haven't been moved on from somewhere before, if they're like this? You know, the council are well aware of them. I'd say the council are well aware of them. But that's the only solution, is for her to go. But she has to make sure she has somewhere to go to. So the only way to do it is gather your evidence, go as a listener, go down the legal route. Because if you go down to housing authority and just say, I want to move, they're just going to laugh at you. But if you go down with a load of evidence and a solicitor's letter or a bit of information behind it, they'll have to take you serious. It's the only avenue I can see for.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Angela?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Angela. What did you want to say on this?
I think it's absolutely hilarious, the amount of people saying that the guards aren't going to do anything. The guards are afraid. The guards are not one bit afraid of travellers. Absolutely not. So what I would do is keep calling them every instant. Keep calling them. Everything that happens, note it down. Get a Ring doorbell. Get everything on camera. And the guards will only be too happy to go in and arrest them and do something.
And do you think that she should try and get a protection order or a barring order or whatever?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Why not? You know, I know everyone's saying, oh, do you know, the guards won't do. Yeah, they will. They're not in any way fear of travellers. That's why you see them in and out of courts every day, the whole time. And if they break the barring order, they'll get locked up. So do it. My heart goes out to her. Because where I used to live, we had them in there as well. And now, not all travellers are like that, might I just say this. Not all travellers like that. But the ones who are like that, You just have to fight them with fire. And that's it. Bring them back. Bring the guards down to them. Every single time you need to ring them, report them, and they'll do something. The council will do something as well.
Okay, so most of our callers actually today suggesting that this lady's only option is to apply for a protection order, and hopefully that might keep them away, basically.
But sorry, when you do get a protection order, because I'm just looking it up here, physically though, how can you...
No, you can't.
How can a neighbour keep a distance from you when they literally live on the same road?
A protection order would tell them to stay away from you, basically. I don't know how easy or otherwise they are to get. They could be quite difficult
because
to get.
Say like it's a barring order. Say it's a domestic dispute, yeah, and it's an ex-husband against the wife. A barring order means you can't go near the house, yeah, because you've no business being there.
Mm-hmm.
But by virtue of the fact that these guys are neighbours of each other, how can you stay out of someone's business when you're their neighbour?
I mean, you stay out of their face, basically. You just stay away from them, and that is what a protection order would order. Let me bring in just one final opinion from Emma.
Hey lads, absolutely horrendous situation she's in. Jesus Christ, my heart goes out for her kids. What about, I don't know, she's done this, get people in her estate or cul-de-sac who all feel the same, and they email, say, the sergeant and the local councillors and send the same email repeatedly every day. Like, so say if they got 20 emails every day from the same estate saying the same thing, they'll eventually have to do something about it, hopefully. The restraining order is a good idea as well. Like, obviously, it's going to be a tricky one because they live next door, and I'm pretty sure there's a certain, like, distance they can't come close to them. So that's going to be tough. But outside of, like, work and all, the restraining order would be good. And Ed, don't fucking bother ringing in if you're going to say, oh, I don't know. I don't know if I can help them. Just go enjoy your fucking holiday and get off the phone. Tick.
All right, Emma. Thank you very much indeed for your message. And we'll squeeze in one final WhatsApp voice note. This is Joe.
Well, boys, going to the cops and putting cameras on the doors and all that, it just doesn't make sense at all. Listen, they're living next door. God bless her with her kids and everything. But listen, I'm sure it's their kids that are doing it and not the parents and the uncles and all that. They're a bigger picture to them travellers. And some of them are lovely. There are a lot of them are lovely people. I grew up with them all my life. But if there's a few bad apples, listen, she goes over there and explains to them how she's feeling, how the kids are feeling, and that she's no other alternative, that she may have to get the kids more help, or she may have to move out or something, and either some kind of an agreement and go to they can meet up to, just to keep away from each other, or not talk to each other again. But I do think by cops and councils and all that other stuff, you're just going to cause a big fucking fire. And she's just, by the sounds of it, she's got no one to protect her. I guess the father or the kids are not around. And yeah, if they're not immortal, like they're not like... They're not like Hitler. They're not. You can stop them, but I think dialogue, talking, is better than cameras and cops.
All right, Joe, thanks very much indeed for your message, and thank you, all of you, for getting in contact with us. As we said, we will send a copy of this podcast on to the housing authority that is housing the family that are causing all the hassle for Jenny and her kids.
And the biggest thank you has to go to Jenny, because such a brave thing to do when you consider about what she's going through. And if you just want to remind her, rewind back to her part of the podcast where she says in great detail exactly what she's been through and how that has affected her children and affected her as well. So brave to come on and talk
Absolutely.
To us about that.
Jenny, we will keep in touch with you. We wish you well. As we said, we will pass a copy of this podcast on. Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify and you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Thank you for listening to Opinions Matter. We'll catch you on the next one.